What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, show a friend of the show, a good brother, Coach Larry Dixon, Morehouse Maroon Tigers, going to the big things out of D2, the SIAC champions. Coach Dixon, man, I'm touch offline, man. Happy for you, man. How's it feel, man, knowing your vision and what you guys talked about and your mission came to fruition down in Clayton County this week, brother?
Well, we're just ecstatic to still be playing. Obviously, it's some schools that's not playing right now. So for us to still be playing in March, usually means you've had a pretty good season. So our guys have worked extremely hard to try to get to this point. So I woke up this morning, wasn't real happy with our seed and who we got to go play, the tough Nova Scotia, Nova Southeast team. So we'll see where we stack up with them.
No doubt, Coach. And I can tell you offline, I remember when I saw work when the Trevecans and saw you all play. You could have won those games. It's just trying to get guys to understand late game scenarios, making the right plays under pressure. And let's talk about how your team's basketball IQ has improved over the year and just how far they've come from Trevecca to now.
Well, one of the things is I thought during that time when we saw you back in November, I thought we were still learning each other. I was learning them. They were learning me because it's a little different in Division II. You don't get to spend as much time with your guys. So we were still learning. We were still in the learning process, the learning stages. And I thought our guys, out of our first seven losses, five of them came down to a minute and a half to go. It's a one or two possession game. So I thought our guys learned and matured from that and continued to not throw the towel in, but continue to work. And then when January 1 hit, the light switch came on. We had two hard-fought losses at the Chris Paul Classic. Before we broke for Christmas. And I thought, we did a little soul searching and our guys started to buy in after that. And then once January hit, we kind of hit our stride and been playing very well.
And you know, if you don't know, MLK, they had Howard. That was a game you could have won, too. That's a D1 school in the mix for the MEAC right now with Norfolk State. So you've shown, your guys have shown this year that resolve. And, you know, when I look at your schedule, a coach is like this, man, you all didn't get blown out none. You
know, no,
you all, you all could have won every game you played. That's all you want to have a chance to. We execute our game plan, say, this is right. what we were supposed to do. We have a chance. Right.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And we were missing, when we went to Howard, we were missing three starters. So, and then another kid broke his hand in that game. So we've had some adversity. We've grown from it. We've grown together. And that's been the biggest thing that's most important for our team.
And, you know, you all made that trip to Tennessee, Lamont on and Lane, tough trip, but you all didn't let that stop you. It seems like to me it springboarded you all ahead to where you are today, being in the D2 tournament, now going to play Nova Southeastern. So talk about letting these young men of yours had it resolved, took those two losses on the road in Tennessee, but came back and responded and went on this run you went on now.
Yeah, Tennessee has not been a good place for us this year.
We lost
too early in Nashville. Then we split with Lamont on and Lane on that trip. But we were on that trip without two of our leading scorers. So we were able to just overcome those things. And when that happens, our guys were out. I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan, and I was like the next man up. The standard is the standard, and We were able to overcome those things to have the success that we've had. And with that, our guys have grown, and all our guys are ready. They just got to stay ready. So when their numbers call, hey, they produce. Like the other night, we got off to a bad start against Tuskegee, and I think it was 8 or 9 to nothing. And our second team came in and got us back in the game. I think at the first break, it was 10-8. So we were right back in it, and then we just took off from there. And that's the team concept that we preach every day here. Nobody's bigger than the program, including myself. If they want to be individuals, they can go play tennis or golf or run track. But this is a team sport, and that's kind of how I've been preaching to these guys all year. And even in the championship game, it was a total team effort, and I'm just thankful for that.
And, Coach, coming to your practices three times this year, seeing how you coach them in practice, holding them accountable, because, you know, it's easy for them guys not to let them just lay up or a jump shot, not to do their push-ups. Your guys still do it. It's
right,
easy.
Right.
You know, so just seeing that, because when I go to practices, I see some guys cheat the system. But your guys didn't do that. They held themselves accountable. You tough on them about being defensively sound, defensively principled. So just – seeing your guys' accountability and seeing them grow, because I know how you coach them, because I also, you and I both know the same guy who hired you, so I know that's in you, so I see when you coach. So it's like, these young men have opportunity to get coached by a D1 coach, first of all, and you show them somehow how to play the right way and do the right things.
Well, I don't think about it as D1, D2. I think about it as about the game of life.
Yes, sir.
You can't take shortcuts in life. And basketball is a parallel of life. You know, you're going to have obstacles, adversity every day in life. So how do you handle them? What is your response? And when you give that response, that's going to equal your outcome. So the thing is, we got to hold everybody accountable. Again, nobody's bigger than the program. And the guys just kind of bought into that. And they're going to go a long way in life, whether we win another game this year or not. They're going to be successful in life because they've grown, they've seen adversity, they've faced adversity. And, you know, our guys are really, really good in the classroom anyway. They're a lot smarter than me, by the way. But they're going to be fine. Our guys, I'm just happy for the growth that they've shown. And they were able to bring a championship back to Morehouse. And we're hanging banners every year. I told you at the beginning, I'm not going to relent off of that. Our goal every year is to win the regular season, win the tournament championship, and get to the NCAA tournament with a chance to advance. And we've been able to do that this year in our first year. So we're going to continue that. I told Harold when he hired me, he asked me for a three-year plan. I said, I might not get the job because I don't have a three-year plan. I got an every-year plan, and this is my plan, and this is my goal every year.
100%, especially in today's climate where – guys get poached, you know, who are very good for you. You know,
right.
if they see some talent, they're going to try to poach them and dangle their carrot in their faces. But maybe it might not be the right move for them because playing for you and what you're about and your culture may be best for them down the road professionally rather than taking the quick, easy dollar. Maybe stay here with Coach Dixon and grow some more and I can become a pro for many years to come.
Right. And the one thing is, I'm not going to shy away from that. If you help me win and you want to go to the next step, I'll help you. I know enough coaches where I can call, make a phone call and help you. I don't shy away from that. And I want the guys to be hard. I mean, to be happy, excuse me. But I also want guys that want to be here. because this is not easy being here, Morehouse. You got academic, you're going to be academically challenged. You're going to be challenged basketball wise, because that's the only way that you should, that's going to help you in life. So, you know, I'm going to help my guys, whatever they want to do, whether it be here, be somewhere else. I want them to be happy at the end of the day. And watching those guys cut down nets, enjoying the celebrations on Saturday, they were happy. So that's my goal for our guys every year.
And Coach, talk about how Harold's really been a big help for you, because I've known Harold a few years, man, been around the block, been the SIAC, man. But talk about his passion, his support of you, and how he gets you what you need, and he's already there to be in your corner, and like a brother's supposed to be, you know?
Yeah, he is. He's a basketball guy. One game when we clinched it with Spring Hill, I had to hold him up before he ran on the court, before the guys did. Hey, man, you're going to get us a tech. So he was just excited about the situation, about us hanging a banner. So he's been on cloud nine since Saturday. He called me first thing Sunday morning. Coach, you watched the game? I said, yeah, I didn't get much sleep. I watched it again. So, but he's been great. It's always good when your boss is a basketball guy and your visions align. And our visions align. We want to continue to bring championships to Morehouse. I don't think we both believe that you don't have to settle for anything here at Morehouse. Okay, you can get the best of both worlds academically and athletically.
Yeah, that Morehouse degree will take you far. He said Morehouse on a degree. Hey,
no doubt.
hey, they know you smart.
yeah. Yeah, again, a lot smarter than me.
and me too. Yes, sir. And Coach, man, it's been like, you know, it's so fun. Like, you see your side of the SIAC is hard, man. You got to play CAU, you got different teams. Man, talk about how playing these hard teams in the SIAC East prepares you for the miles of the world, and then playing Tuskegee, who are tough on the west side. But that East is a gauntlet, having to play 24 conference games against that two teams twice and do what you all did.
And then the thing about it was, we were fortunate enough that I think we went 10-0 and outside of the division, which was a feat in itself. So it's just any conference that you're in, you can go down Division 1, 2, or 3. It doesn't matter. It's a gauntlet, because those teams in your conference know you so well. They know you better than the out-of-conference team. So it's a gauntlet. It's always going to be a gauntlet, no matter where you're at. But definitely playing Clark and all those guys on my side. And then even Miles and Tuskegee, we ended up having to play those guys twice. I only wanted to play them once, really, to be honest with you. And then Lane popped up. Coach Rayford does a great job there. Lane popped up and got us twice. So we were fortunate not to run into those guys in the tournament. So we got a little bit of luck, too. But we're just thankful and excited about the continued growth of the program. And we're still playing.
No doubt. And North Southeastern school is just always in it, man. Always tough. Had a tough game against Palm Beach Atlantic, who you all play as well. So I know you can dive into that film. What are you seeing from them on film so far?
Well, the biggest thing that jumps out at me, we got to take care of the basketball. And I'm going to dive deeper in it a little later. Been doing interviews and doing other stuff, just like with you. But I'm going to dive in it heavily tonight. And then I am come up with some kind of game plan. I don't know if I got one in my mind or not. They're really, really good. They shoot. They got those two guards. That's really good. But the biggest thing that jumps out, you got to take care of the ball. They got a plus 10 turnover. They're creating 10 more turnovers every game. And those turnovers fuel it. They're scoring a high level, high number. Every game. So we got to take care of the basketball. We can't give up atomic bombs. And I call atomic bombs is when we turn the ball over and give up a layup or open three when we don't have a chance to defend. Excuse me.
Or them long rebounds and turning them bombs.
Right, turn them into bombs. Exactly.
because I know that's something that we talk about with the Hawks. Always, we want to get off this rebound and get us a bomb off that, so they can't defend it really. So, man, that position game will be very, very important. But I trust in you, Coach, and I believe in you. I want you to do well, as you know, man. So hopefully we're talking again after you advance a little bit here, Coach.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, I love to keep talking. That means we still still playing.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Coach, I don't want you to get that feel, Coach. Thank you for your time, as always, brother, and I'll see you soon, man.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you, JR.
Same here, Coach. You be safe, brother.
All right, thank you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.